Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's get to it, man. Some changes around here. Well, not really changes. Nate Hackett is back as the offensive coordinator. We all know Blake Bortles is priority number one, but beyond that, where does he have to go to get this offense right?
Well, I sense we're going to go in the same direction because he's got to run better. It looked better running statistically late in the season. It somehow didn't feel like they were dominating running the ball in the second half of the season. There's no question in my mind that that's what Doug Marrone, it's what Nate Hackett, it's what the identity is going to want to be, and it's got to happen. So is that offensive line improvement? Is that drafting a running back? We'll see.
All right. You're just stealing all. I was hoping you'd leave me the chicken and the egg argument here. So I'll go ahead and say it. If one of those running backs is on their board at four, you march down and you watch as Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone, they take him, right? If Fournette or Dalvin Cook is their guy at number four and it fits there, they will take him. I remember it feels like 98 all over again when Tom really wanted Curtis Enos and then traded up and was able to get Fred Taylor, right? If both of those guys are difference makers, now everyone's going, a running back, hey, you saw what Ezekiel Elliott meant to that team there and that quarterback in Dallas this year. And people are already starting to talk about Cook and Fournette. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they took a quarterback at four. I'm sorry, running back at four, as long as it's fit. You're not reaching.
The X factor is this line ready to reap the benefits of that running back? That's the question, but I think you're right. I think they would take it.
Oh, I've been telling everyone that. They're like, why? Right. Because if they're special enough to be at four, they're special enough they don't come around every year. And those guys you don't find in the second round.
And that's where Dallas had the advantage. They had the line set, and then Elliott was there for the taking. Other side of the ball, Todd Wash back as defensive coordinator. Are we going to hear Leo, Otto? Is it a new scheme? What's the feel right now for Todd Wash?
I keep asking the question, right? And no one quite knows. But I think what you will see is that you will see a bigger right end. Do you know what I mean? I don't know that you're going to see that light Leo kind of guy. And I think I heard in press conference at the end of the year that the whole Otto thing, Todd, was just, it's just a strong side linebacker.
Right.
They used to call it Sam. I do think you'll see a different approach. I don't know that it will play out in terms of being dramatically different, zone blitz kind of, oh my God, what are they doing stuff. But I think you'll see a different approach because you can't, even though Todd was with Gus all those years, you can't be a coach at this level and not have your own ideas and make them work.
Well, he also spent time in Tampa. It's not like he's only worked under Gus. There are ideas there. It'll be interesting to see what happens there because I don't think you're going to hear the Otto, Leo, Cleo, Mubbo, all that stuff anymore. But I can't believe that there won't be elements of what they did last year because that's what Todd Wash has done for 3 or 4 years. So there's got to be things in there he likes. The interesting thing to me is what they'll start doing with the safety position. Will it be that true single high, free, strong? If Sipp's not here, do you mesh that a little bit? How do they feel about Tashawn Gibson in whatever they want to do? Those topics are going to be fascinating the next couple of months.
What Gus did in Seattle, they were successful enough that elements of that, it's how they play the game now. You know, I mean, they don't call it Leo everywhere, but they have that lighter pass rushing end. Same thing with the single high safety. It's just if you don't have Earl Thomas, you don't necessarily have the success that they have.
And that's what most schemes are in the NFL. They're stuff from everywhere put in what this coordinator wants to do. You'll see some of what they did last year, and you'll see some new stuff going forward.
You may never know exactly what he does differently because that would be him telling you where he disagreed with Gus in certain situations in the game.
True.
And he may just be doing it. You may notice it a little bit, but you may not know completely.
Of the coordinators for the Jaguars, the only new name is Joe DeCamillis, but not really a new name either. He was here a few years ago. This was a part of the football team last year that they gave up a lot of big plays in bad situations sometimes. Where do you start on special teams here?
Punt coverage. Punt coverage. That's the main thing here. And it can come from the punter, who we all think had a pretty good year, right, punting the ball. It can come from the coverage scheme because, you know, when you look at it, they kept more guys in for protection. That was a priority for them, was protection. I've known Joe DeCamillis a long time. Joe DeCamillis wants to get the ball down inside the 20-yard line. Sexton, all of them do, yeah? Well, he's willing to sacrifice some places here and there if he's got his guys to go get it deep inside. He's a directional guy. He will bring an aggressiveness that we may not have seen the last couple years with Mal.
There's so much because it was so bad everywhere. I say bad. It was bad a couple of games, and then there were key mistakes.
That's it. It was bad when it couldn't be bad.
Right. And so eliminate the mistakes, but mainly punt coverage. I mean, there was a six-week stretch where every week there was a punt that changed momentum, a punt return anyway, that changed momentum going the other way. You can't have that, especially when you're a young team trying to win close games.
Jody is a great guy, okay? You don't want to be around him if they have one 20-yard punt return in the third quarter of a game. If they have two, Katie bar the door.
Get ready. Senior Bowl next week, boys. And that's it for this week on Jags and the Roundtable.